confidence interval for the mean from error margin to confidence interval.
We remember the discussion of the error margin. We consider the estimation error, which is the difference between the sample mean and the population mean. The standard error is sigma divided by the square root of the sample size. And z here is a standard normally distributed variable. Now the probability that capital Z is smaller than this lowercase z value there is alpha half. So when alpha half is 2.5%, we get z equal to 1.96. When alpha half is 1%, we get 2.33 and 2.558 when alpha is 0.5%. To get the similar limits for the error, the estimation error, we need to multiply by sigma divided by the square root of n. So if we take these to be the bounds, minus e there and plus e there, the size of the tail is alpha half on the left hand side and alpha half on the right hand side, and you get 1 minus alpha for the big area in the middle. Now we can move to the confidence interval. What we've just seen is that the probability, we have probability beta equal to 1 minus alpha of the sample mean falling inside this interval. Mu plus minus z alpha half times sigma divided by the square root of n. This can be turned around. We can subtract mu on all sides and subtract mu and subtract bar x, and we get that equivalent condition that mu is within the interval bar x plus minus z alpha half times sigma divided by the square root of n. The probability is still beta, the confidence level. And this gives us the confidence interval. This is the lower bound. That's a lower estimate. This is the higher bound. The upper bound, it gives the higher estimate and form the endpoints of the interval. To summarize, this is a confidence interval for the mean under certain assumptions. We have here assumed that we know sigma. Without sigma, we can't calculate this. We have also assumed that a normal distribution applies, and that happens if either n is very large by the central limit theorem, or if x itself is normally distributed. In upcoming videos, we'll consider how we can relax those assumptions, how we can estimate sigma and replace sigma in the confidence interval, how we can handle small samples with students' t-distribution, and how we can estimate, for instance, the binomial proportion p when x is binomially distributed with parameters n and p. Thank you.